Juwayriya bint al-Harith is the eighth wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, first of all, we said something really important, that Juwayriya's real name was not Juwayriya. That's the name was given to her by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her real name was Durrah or Darrah. And both names mean something bad. Durrah or Darrah means something harmful. So why would you call your daughter or give your daughter a name that is bad? And the Prophet ﷺ, when we read the seerah, we see that he has changed the names of many of his companions. And of course, the companions will be happy to get a new name from the Prophet ﷺ. But some of them did not like it. And we gave the example, one of the companions, his name was Hazan. Hazan ibn Sa'ab, which means, subhanAllah, the whole family runs like that. Hazan, sad, Sa'ab, difficult. The father was difficult and the son was sad. So his name is Sad, the son of difficult. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted to change it. He said, how about you become Sa'id ibn Sahl? The opposite. Happy Sa'id, the son of Sahl, easy. So he changed his name completely. The man said, no, O Prophet of Allah, he's a good companion and everything, but I would like to keep the name my parents gave me. The Prophet ﷺ said, it's better for you. This name is not good. Your name to be Sad, the son of difficult. Why don't you be Happy, the son of easy? He said, no, I want to keep my name, Hazan. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, that's fine. They say Hazan never smiled until he died. He was never happy after that day. So, of course, he disobeyed the Prophet ﷺ. But again, that tells us we choose good names for our children. That's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And let's remember, sometimes we open the Quran, we blindly pick names that can be bad. In like there is one lady, her name was Iram. Iram, Allah talks about it. It's the city of Ad. And Allah destroyed that city. Allah talks about it in a bad way in the Quran. Iram adhat al-imad in Surah al-Fajr. So we cannot just, well, it's in the Quran, whatever it is, we're going to pick it. We need to know the meaning of the name. Anyway, Juwayriya, she was the daughter of a chief of one big tribe called Banu Mustah. This tribe was one of the big enemies to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to see again the intelligence of the companions, because some people might think companions were simple people sitting in the masjid doing nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a strong, if you want to call it, network of intelligence. He knew that this tribe was planning to invade the Muslim, the Medina, and they were preparing an army. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his intelligence and wisdom, he prepared an army before them, and he attacked them before they attacked him. And there was the battle between Banu Mustah and the Muslims of Medina under the leadership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The battle ended quickly and the Muslims were victorious big time, like it was one-sided, and almost the whole tribe was captured. Thousands of people, they say over 100 family, not 100 person, 100 family was captured. And normally back then, what happens to the captives is that they became slaves. That was normal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like normally he did, he divided the spoils of war and everything. Now Juwayriya, her name was Darrah, we said before, she was the captive of one companion. His name was Thaqib ibn Qais. Thaqib ibn Qais. So Thaqib ibn Qais captured Juwayriya, and normally, as we said, the captives become slaves to those who they were captured by. Now, at this time, the Prophet ﷺ was not happy about this victory. And that, again, teaches us a very important lesson. We Muslims, our goal is not to submit other people and make them our slaves. Our goal is to show people Islam. It makes us happier for them to accept Islam than us winning against them in any battle. So the Prophet ﷺ was thinking, how can I change this from making them our slaves, this big tribe, into making them Muslims? That's what we want, that's our goal. But the Prophet ﷺ could not find a way, because of course the companions, they have their own share of spoils of war, which includes slaves and everything. How is he going to do that? As he was thinking, Juwayriya went to her, the one who captured her, Thaqib, and she said, don't make me a slave. I was the daughter of the chief. My father is Al-Harith, he's the chief of the tribe. Don't make me a slave, and I will do what they call a kitaba or mukataba, which means I will give you money. How much money you want, and free me, let me go free. He said, that's fine, and he named a big price. He said, I want 100 sacks of gold, which was a lot of money. And of course, Her whole, almost whole of her tribe were captured. How is she going to get that money from? So she was thinking, how am I going to get that money? And then, subhanAllah, she was not a Muslim, by the way. She was a mushrik. The whole tribe is a mushrik. They were fighting in the Muslims. She said, the only one who can help me out is Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the mushrikeen will go to Prophet Muhammad for help, subhanAllah. She went to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was surprised. She's a mushrik. And she said, assalamu alayka, first of all, the greeting of the Muslim. And she called him, ya Rasulallah, O Prophet of Allah. What is she like? This is surprising. Salamu alayka ya Rasulallah.